Random House Audio presents Lives of the Poets, Six Stories and a Novella by E.L. Doctorow. Read for you by John Rubinstein with Jesse Bernstein.
The Writer in the Family. In 1955, my father died with his ancient mother still alive in a nursing home. The old lady was 90 and hadn't even known he was ill. Thinking the shock might kill her, my aunts told her that he had moved to Arizona for his bronchitis. To the immigrant generation of my grandmother, Arizona was the American equivalent of the Alps. It was where you went for your health. More accurately, it was where you went if you had the money. Since my father had failed in all the business enterprises of his life, this was the aspect of the news my grandmother dwelled on, that he had finally had some success. And so it came about that as we mourned him at home in our stocking feet, my grandmother was bragging to her cronies about her son's new life in the dry air of the desert. My aunts had decided on their course of action without consulting us. It meant neither my mother, nor my brother, nor I could visit Grandma because we were supposed to have moved west too, a family, after all. My brother Harold and I didn't mind. It was always a nightmare at the old people's home, where they all sat around, staring at us while we tried to make conversation with Grandma. She looked terrible, had numbers of ailments, and her mind wandered. Not seeing her was no disappointment either for my mother, who had never gotten along with the old woman and did not visit when she could have. But what was disturbing was that my aunt...